Ahava and blessings. Welcome to this episode of Hold the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us in activating, integrating, embodying, remembering our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, Reiki master, energy and sound healer. And in this episode, we are going to dive into the energies of this Capricorn full moon. So this full moon is happening on July 21st at 6:17 Eastern Standard. It's about 11-ish GMT, the UK, 3 a.m. on the Pacific. So it's quite a powerful full moon. It is the second full moon in Capricorn, back to back. The first one was at 0:30 something minutes, and this one is at 29 degrees. So both were quite significant. The first one was at 0 degrees, one, but still zero. So that's called a critical degree, as well as 29 being the other critical degree. So let's talk about the 29, because the 29 is very powerful. It's all about completion, the endings, new beginnings. It is the sum whole of the entire spectrum of the Capricorn energies, because it's at 29. So 29 is that critical degree. It is a turning point. It is basically telling us that there are choices that need to be made. There are decisions. There are truths we need to look at. Capricorn does not like to pussyfoot around. Capricorn is incredibly dedicated. Capricorn is the taskmaster. They are the boss. They're the ones that get things done. They love nothing more than to do their work, which makes sense because they're ruled by Saturn. Saturn is the taskmaster, Father Time, that energy of Cronus, minus the eating of your young. So it is that energy of being on your mission, of doing something worthwhile, of your legacy, of what you are, what is the foundation that you are building. Capricorn loves nothing more than to create that foundation. And it is a very strong energy. And this full moon is made that much more intense when you add in the conjunction of the moon and Pluto. So my experience with this energy of a moon-Pluto conjunction is very extensive, as I was born on July 19th, and my sun and my moon are conjunct. And this conjunction has basically created a lot of intense moments for me, and a lot of deep and powerful transformations, a lot of rebirths, a lot of shedding of the layers in order to reveal the truth. So it has been part of my mission, part of my life, to work with this energy of deep intensity. And when I was younger, it was very hard for me to manage my emotions, hard for me to manage the intensity that was brought by this conjunction. But as I've settled into my sun being in Cancer at 0 degrees, another critical degree, and my conjunction, I've come to really appreciate this energy, this intense desire and this intense urgency behind getting things done, behind creating something that is of value, something that is worthwhile, something that contributes to the betterment of humanity, of your family, of yourself. Because again, it's not just you. A lot of times, spirituality can be somewhat selfish, and we think that it's about us, and we have to put our needs first, and we have to create boundaries, and if we're not not filling our cup, then, you know, we can't give anyone. But that's a very one-sided way of looking at things, because when we are, that way of thinking does not take into account that when we are giving, we are receiving. When we are receiving, we are giving. There is no separation between the energy. We tend to compartmentalize, and Capricorn is quite good at this, but we are evolving beyond those short-sighted 3D muggle notions of what these energies are, the light and the dark. At this point, we really are at the crucial, critical juncture of deciding whether we want to perpetuate this world of separation, of duality, of control, manipulation. Do we really want to continue to give life to this world, or are we birthing forward a new paradigm and a new way of thinking, being, doing, and expressing? One that is in alignment with our soul. Remember, the moon rules Cancer. Cancer is where the sun is currently. So the sun is really shining the light on our expression, on our physical reality, as to what needs, where do we need to be more in alignment with our mission? What needs to be transformed, transmuted, alchemized in order for us to be more in alignment with our soul? And the moon, being our emotions, our inner world, our internal world, our soul incarnated in the body, the moon being in Capricorn opposing the sun is in that space of, okay, this is intense energy, and still we must create this harmony between these two seemingly polar opposite energies. We have the inner, the outer, the masculine, the feminine, because Saturn is Father Time, Capricorn is Father Time, the moon is the divine feminine. So we really are being asked to go beyond the seeming incongruencies that are energetically at play, and choose the kind of frequency we wish to embody. So we have the moon that is opposing the sun, the moon that is in conjunction with Pluto, but the sun is opposing Pluto. So the sun really is shedding that light on that dark underworld. What does not want to be seen is being brought to the surface with this Pluto moon conjunction, and with the sun being opposing the Pluto. And Pluto is the archetype of Hades, of the god of the underworld. It's everything, all of the secrets, all of the power dynamics, everything that has to do with our ability to handle our sovereignty, to not utilize power to manipulate, because that seems to be the kind of the running narrative. If someone has power, they abuse it because they don't understand the true nature of power. And the true nature of power is not something that is wielded over anyone or anything outside of us. It is something that is wielded within. It is a self-mastery that is being highlighted during this moon. So it's deeply intense, deeply transformative. All of the structures that need to be torn down, we are seeing what needs to be torn down, and we are seeing what structures need to be put in place in order for us to advance and to elevate and to support ourselves going forward. So the 29 is also, if you add up the 9 and the 2, it's 11. So it is the number of the cosmos, of vibration, and it's the vibration that is creation. It's the awakening of the celestial realms, of the celestial mastery, that we are manifestors. We are co-creators of our reality. We really are at this point where we are beginning to understand the power of energy and the power of the word, the power of vibration. that is physical is something that has been concretized by the has been manifested. Let me say it this way. It has been manifested by the energy and the frequency that we have chosen to hold, that we have chosen to align with again and again. So it is very important for us to know our energy, to know what is it that we are aligning to. And you can tell the more that we purify, because again, Cancer is ruled by the moon. Cancer is a water sign. Capricorn is the sea goat. It is an earth sign, but half of it is a fish, which means it thrives in water. Capricorn is deeply intuitive, although you may not often hear that. It's a very intuitive sign because it is grounded in water. It is grounded in the waters of creation. And these waters are the same waters that we have. We hold the waters of creation in our womb space, be it energetic or physical. Well, physical and energetic in the case of woman. So we hold these waters of creation within us. However, if we haven't taken the time to purify them, if we haven't taken the time to tend to them, then everything that we have lived, all of our experiences, all of our traumas, our karmas, our limiting beliefs, our past lives, our family stuff, our relationships, all of that becomes stored in your energetic womb, in your womb space, in the waters of your creation. So if you don't take the time to clear out the muck, to clear out the algae and the karmas and all of the stuff that isn't yours, most of it, and tend to what is and resolve it, then what we're doing is we are creating unconsciously. And when we create unconsciously, all that comes forth is chaos and destruction. So we're at a point where we can choose to align with creation, with bringing in the light, embodying the light that is the divine, embodying it and birthing that light, which requires us doing the work of purifying and clearing and making the space and making sure that the waters of our creation are pristine. Or we can choose chaos and destruction and more separation and manipulation and that that kind of fast, kind of, that fast completion, that satisfying the ego for the sake of the ego. So that is really what Capricorn really puts, like cements and brings it home. The fact that we cannot be in service to the ego. The ego must be in service to the soul, to the light, because the ego is a construct. The ego is simply something that exists in this physical, finite world. Your soul is infinite. And in this physical, finite world, your ego is defined by the limiting beliefs, by the programs, by the karmas, by the traumas, by the different experiences that you have taken on and lived. And all of those experiences color the lens through which you view the world and you interact and through which you express. So if that lens is filthy, you're not really getting a clear picture and you're not creating to your optimum capability. However, if you remove the veils, clear the lenses, remove the trappings of who we think we are, of all of those labels, of the judgments and the guilt and the shame and all of that stuff, then we come to know the true nature of ourselves as infinite light, as love, as the divine spark of creation that is incarnate and is living this human experience to expand, to evolve, to experience life as a human, and to contribute to creation. So there's a lot that will be coming up. This is deeply intense emotionally, emotionally intense and maybe physically intense, because we're also having a lot of solar flares. So the sun has been projecting a massive, massive energy our way. And so you may feel drained or tired, or you may go between feeling incredibly energized and then being completely zapped of all energy. And that has to do with all of the shifts that are happening energetically because of the sun on the earth, because everything is interconnected. There is no separation. What happens in, whether we're aware and conscious of it or not, those energies are being felt. Now, if they're being felt by someone who is not doing their work, then what's going to manifest through that is going to be chaos and disarray and destruction and just all kinds of fuckery. But if it's being received by someone who is doing the work, consciously taking part in this game that is life, consciously choosing to evolve and to transcend and to peel away the layers of self and ego and to subjugate the ego, to put the ego in its place of service to the soul and to the light, to the divine, then that person will be more ready to harness these energies that are coming in. And what I recommend during this time is really to ground. Grounding is really important. If you can put your feet on grass, on bare earth, on sand, in the ocean, that would be wonderful. If you can go for a walk in nature, do that. If you can play with your plants and you garden and that's how you get the energy of the earth in your field, do that. If you need to meditate, if you need to work out, if you need to go running, some people, their workout is their spiritual practice. Whatever it is that is feels good to your soul, maybe it's art, maybe it's reading, whatever it is, choose it wisely. Allow it to nurture your soul and your light. Allow it to feed you, because Cancer loves to feed people, and because it's the mother. So you want to nourish yourself. You want to be eating grounding foods. You want to basically be detoxifying your body of all of the fluoride and the nonsense and the chemicals and this will take time. It's not something that happens overnight, but little by little, take steps to support your body, because your body is your vessel. It is the home for your soul. It is the home that your soul chose for this go around the sun. The earth is the home of the divine, the way that the divine expresses. So we have all of this energy. We have some squares between Jupiter and Saturn. We have trines. Uranus is in the mix with trining the moon. So Uranus is the planet of awakening, of deep spiritual transformation, of kundalini awakenings, of channeling our sexual energy, our creative energy, and channeling it into the light. But again, we can't do any of that unless we are doing the work of purifying and clearing away the gunk and the muck. So what are we willing to do? Because this is a turning point for us. We can utilize this energy to move forward in a very powerful way, or we can use it to basically create more of the same, more of the traumas and the karmas and all of the stuff that we say we don't want, but maybe we do. Because if we're unwilling to do the work, then clearly we're content with the status quo, or maybe we're fearful of who we will be if we let go of these layers, if we let go of all that we think we are. Who will we be? Will we be loved? Will we be accepted? That is quite a strong fear. So allow your fears to be the fire within which you choose to align more with your light. Let go of the fear, because the fears are liars. The fears are programs and manipulations of the ego personality that just wants to keep you small and contained and controlled. and manipulated and subjugated. So choose creation, choose wisdom. Allow yourself to perceive the truth, because the moon is full, which means that truth is being illuminated. We are receiving a lot of light. So what is being revealed to you? What is being shown? What are you seeing in your life? What is coming up? And it can be coming up through triggers. Sometimes that's how things come up. And at those moments, that's really when we have to decide, are we going to walk our talk? Because we can say all we want, that we are deeply spiritual, that we're connected to the divine, that we are angelic and Pleiadian and whatever. We can talk and we can say it every day. However, if in those moments when we are tried and tested, we basically fall to escapism, we fall to blame, to shame, to separation, to feeding the ego, then we're not really embodying our spirituality. We're basically paying lip service to it. And that's, maybe that's what some people are here to do. But you have to decide if that's what you want to do. Because ultimately, we have free will. We have the ability to choose and to decide whether we're going to choose the light or whether we're going to choose chaos and destruction. With our words, you can tell from the vibration of a person's voice what their alignment is. Most people don't pay attention to this. But from the sound of someone's voice, you can tell if there is truth, if there is wisdom, if there is chaos, if there is peace, if there is lies and manipulation. Energy doesn't lie. If you get a feeling that something is off in your gut, something is off. But again, this takes training. We must train ourselves to perceive that which is unseen. Allow the unseen to be revealed to us in the highest light. Allow it to strengthen us. Allow it to support us in moving us forward. We are choosing the timeline that we are bringing forth by what we align with. By going into this consciously, we can awaken more truth and more wisdom and more insight. Because these celestial energies, they're giving energies in order for them to be employed. So are you utilizing your gifts? Because Capricorn is abundant. Capricorn is really like, most Capricorns are on their money. Like their resources are on it. It's not just money. So that Capricorn energy can bring us into the awareness of where we are misusing our resources and when and how we can utilize them in the highest way possible. Because we were all given gifts. Every single one of us has different gifts that we came here to share and to express through this physical vessel that we are, through the embodiment of our light. We chose, but are we using those gifts? How are we using those gifts? It's the how, it's the intention, the way that you are birthing more light that matters. It is the how, it is the intention behind your actions, behind your words. And while it is true that burden ourselves of the stuff that is not ours to hold, of the stuff that no longer is in alignment with the life that we say we wish to lead. Because instant gratification is a Lilith energy. It is an energy that manipulates and seduces only to gain control for itself. And everything that comes in that manner will not be sustained. Because there are universal laws that underpin our experience. One of them is the law of light, the law of Nukhra. If we are doing our work, if we are aligning, if we are, and it doesn't end, like you don't reach some state of enlightenment and nirvana and that's it, no more work, it's free sailing and rainbows and butterflies and unicorns from here on out. That's not how it works, because that's not what we signed up for. Each one of us has a soul contract. Each one of us agreed to experience certain things, to live a certain way, to embody our light, to forget in order to remember our mission and our purpose. And it is a never-ending journey, because as long as we are breathing, we have the ability to expand. We have the ability to change, to evolve, to grow, to experience more of our light, to embody more of our light. I find most inspiring when people are, when I hear about these supposedly elderly people, they're like 80 something years old and they just finished a PhD or a new master's in some other thing. Like that endless, insatiable curiosity, that is something admirable. That is something we should all be inspired by. And I'm not saying that it should be all work and no play, because Capricorn does need to understand that sometimes just chilling out for a minute is necessary, because the soul sometimes needs a few moments to just ground and embody and experience before it goes on to the next task. So it's that, again, that balance, knowing when we have to do our work, we have to finish our homework, so we can go outside and enjoy the sunlight. The other thing you can do to support in this grounding of these energies is meditate. The sound healing activation that I will be sharing after this as the companion for this episode is going to be fire, so I encourage you to listen to that as many times as you need to, and go out in nature, as I mentioned, eat grounding foods, drink plenty of water, sun gaze. I think sun gazing is one of the most beautiful ways we can receive the light codes early evening, early morning, late evening, or I should say early evening, around sunrise, sunset. There we go. And moon gaze, particularly this full moon. This full moon is deeply intuitive as well as deeply emotional and intense because of the Pluto conjunction. So there's going to be things that come up. And for me, it really was the major thing was recording these podcast episodes. Somehow I was I was at the end of recording my sound activation, and all of a sudden I finished, and the last 5 minutes there was no sound, none whatsoever, and I was like, what the hell is going on? I tried everything, I unplugged, I rebooted, I had no idea what was going on. In that moment, I could have chosen to be angry and to say fuck it and just throw my hands up in the air, wail and cry, I don't know, instead, I took a deep breath and I was just like, okay, I'm going to go walk my huskies and I'm going to do my practices. And I did a whole bunch of my practices. And I was like, okay, give me guidance, help me, support me. I just called on my team to just guide me and support me. And it was just like, message I received was go to sleep. I was like, okay, I'm going to sleep. So my beloved came home and we snuggled and went to bed, and it was quite late and we had to get up early. And I was just like, okay, in the morning I will know what to do. And in the morning I had to take care of things, and I was like, okay, we're gonna redo this. And with the calmness of being grounded in my practices, I went back and I finished everything that had to be done in the way that it needed to. And I'm certain that it turned out far better than it would have had I finished it rushing about before. So everything happens for a reason. The universe speaks to you in all of these different ways. Sometimes it's by canceling out all the noise, as evidenced by the silence at the end of my sound activation. And that's meant to just bring you back to center. Like, what do you need to do? What is your alignment? And it made me go back to my alignment, to choose to embody and radiate the light. So we will be tested. Things will come up. And yours may be more dramatic or less dramatic. It may barely be noticeable. But it's there. Because it's always there. Your soul is always speaking to you. Your guides, your spirit guides are always there guiding you. Are we listening? Are we doing the work so we can receive the messages and allow them to guide us? So it's time to really get real, to ground into our intuition, to take responsibility for the frequency that we are choosing to hold, and to let go of all that is not serving the highest expression of our soul. Your soul's growth and evolution, that's what you're here for. You are always protected. You are always divinely guided. You are fully supported. Capricorn likes to anchor energy. So like the goat, they can hold on to like the cliff face and be like 90 degrees from the ground and they're holding on, because Capricorn grounds energy. So what energy are we grounding? What is it that we are anchoring? And with that, I wish you a blessed full moon. Happy Capricorn full moon. Enjoy this time. Enjoy the sound activation that is the next episode. And I would love to hear from you. So if you would like to connect with me on social media, you can find me on YouTube, where I upload beautiful little videos on the different energies, shorter than this, of course, on mantra practices, sound activations, all kinds of things to support us in anchoring our light, in embodying our light, in sharing and spreading our light, and unveiling ourselves, relieving ourselves of the veils and the false illusions. You can also find me on Instagram at Aria Lara, AuraLara, or at Hold the Shekhinah, HoldTheShekinah. One more thing before I say goodbye. When you listen to the sound activation, please listen to it on a platform that does not cut in with advertisements. No squirrely energy allowed, period. So be very mindful of where you are listening to. Have a blessed full moon. Thank you for your presence. And always, please, 5-star review, follow, subscribe, all the things. Blessings. Ahava.